Rich Path is filling the tank of his 2001 VW diesel Beetle with a concoction he just cooked up in his garage. It's 20% methanol with a dash of lye and 80% used vegetable oil from the cafeteria kitchen at Edgewood College, where he works as a computer technology consultant.
When they empty out their fryers, they put it in 5-gallon buckets for me, so I drive to work, give them the empty buckets, and at the end of the day, take it home with me.
Path gets the oil for free. The cafeteria and most restaurants usually pay an industrial grease service to haul it away. When he gets it home, he pours it into what looks like a plastic mini cement mixer. He adds the methanol and lye.
And he should.
Then mixes it up and heats it and filters it a few times to get all the sticky glycerin and stray bits of food out.
That filters it at 30 microns, and then it goes into a second filter, which is just a standard water sediment filter of 5 microns, and I put it in my gas cans and put it in my car. You should end up with two distinct layers in your mix. The bottom will be a darker color, as an example in a small bottle here, of all of the glycerin and the stuff that you don't want in your fuel, and everything on the top is the fuel that you can pour in the car.
The mixing and filtering removes a lot of paraffin. That can be dumped in the compost pile, Path says, or refined further and made into soap. The whole process takes about 3 days to produce 20 gallons of fuel that costs 75 cents a gallon to make.
I've noticed a slight loss of power in the car and a slight reduction in gas mileage.
Path gets 47 miles to the gallon on the highway, and the satisfaction of knowing that the vegetable oil he's running on burns much cleaner than normal diesel, producing less than half of the harmful emissions and almost none of the greenhouse gases that most cars produce. Path says it makes him feel like he's earned what he calls the privilege of driving.
It feels really good to be driving around in a car where you've been part of that process that you're normally removed from. Just like with gardening, when you eat vegetables from your garden, you get a sense of satisfaction, and you know, things taste better because your energy is involved with it.
Besides that good feeling, there's the aroma from his exhaust pipe. He says it's much more pleasant than the normal diesel exhaust.
Mine smells more like sweet donuts, or has kind of an overused oil smell to it.
The used grease his car runs on is renewable, of course, coming mostly from corn, soybeans, and canola. The estimated 3.5 billion gallons of used grease produced by restaurants in the U.S. each year could power a lot of VW Beetles. In fact, Path says vegetable oil is what diesel engines were originally designed to run on.
It was originally demonstrated as running on peanut oil up until the 1920s. It used veggie oil as its fuel source, but then the petroleum industry changed all that.
Biodiesel users like Path still aren't completely independent of fossil fuels. Winter weather poses a special problem for a fuel made of plant matter.
Biodiesel has a higher gel point than regular diesel fuel, so if the temperature gets under 30 degrees, I'll have a tank full of jelly and my car isn't going to go anywhere. So I have to mix it proportionally to regular diesel fuel.
Path has added a special fuel line heater to his engine to reduce the chances of clogging it with jellied oil. There are at least a dozen other biodiesel users in Madison making similar compromises with their cars, collecting their fuel at local restaurants. There's already talk of creating a biodiesel co-op in the city where members could stop and fill up on veggie oil after contributing some used grease for processing. Biodiesel users from across the country will meet to discuss the future of their French fried fuel this weekend at the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair in Custer, Wisconsin. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.